Come on, honey, we're already late.
Because you insisted on buying that huge popcorn that neither of us is going to finish. Come on, the previews are probably starting. Hurry, I really want to see the movie. Theater 3, was it? Right? Yeah, it's right here. Come on. Now let's find our seats. Oh, we can sit in the back row. Oh, well, this is perfect. We have the whole row to ourselves. And we're right in time for the beginning. I'm so glad we're finally here. This movie is supposed to be an instant classic. You know what it's about, right, sweetie? Yes, exactly. It's about this powerful, independent female character that just goes through life with a fuck you attitude and does whatever she wants. Kind of like me, huh? Now, shh, shh, shh. It's about to start. Hey, sweetie, would you be so sweet and hand me the popcorn? Good boy. Sweetie, I have an idea. Since we're all alone here in the back row, we might just have some fun, don't you think? Well, just sit back and relax. As I place my hand on your lap, just gently caressing your inner thigh, up and down, teasing you slowly. That feels good, doesn't it? Me rubbing you like this, just a few inches from your eager cock. It's okay, baby. You can get hard for me. Don't be shy, sweetie. I know there's a lot of people in here in the theater, but don't let that stop you. Nobody can see if you get a little bit hard. Just let that blood flow into your cock, right where it's supposed to be. That's it. I can feel it swelling up for me. As my naughty little hand rubs closer and closer to that cock. That's right, honey. I want to see that erection poking out from under those jeans of yours. There we go. That's a nice and soft boner for mistress. I think your pretty little boner is trying to tell me something. Don't you think, sweetie? I think that boner wants me to play with it. Right now. Right here in this crowded movie theater. I don't think it can wait till later. No. Such a slutty, eager cock. Craving my attention all the time. It can't even wait until the movie is over. Oh well. I guess I could give it just a tug or two. Presupposing that you would ask your mistress nicely, of course. Let me hear you ask for it. What's that, sweetie? I couldn't hear you. I'm sorry. Could you say it a little bit louder? Say, mistress, please tug on my cock. One more time, sweetie. Beg your mistress to stroke that cock. There you go. Good boy. Now let me place my hand on that big bulge in your jeans. Oh my.
It's like you're raising a tent under there. You're already so hard for me. I bet if I just rubbed your cock on the outside of your jeans just for a little bit, your boxers would get all soaked with that pre-cum. What do you think, sweetie? Shall we try that? Just let me rub that cock of yours through your pants. Just like this. All along the length of your dick. You're such a naughty boy. Getting your cock rubbed in public like this. Don't worry, sweetheart. The people up there in front of us, they can't see this. They can't see how I'm rubbing the pre-cum right out of the tip of your cock. They can't see the cute little faces you make when you're trying to control yourself. They're too busy watching the movie. I think that's why I want to up this a notch. Okay, sweetie. I'm just gonna unzip those jeans so your boner can get a little fresh air. Okay. I think it's having some trouble breathing under there as I'm practically smothering it with my little hand. Now let's just pull this zipper down. Carefully. There we go. And then, let me unbutton these jeans for you. Excellent. Now, let me just carefully get that cock out of your boxers. Shh. Stay right where you are, baby. I know what I'm doing. Just gently easing it out of your boxers. There we go. Get some fresh air. A rigid cock like that needs to be able to breathe, doesn't he? Welcome to our beautiful world. Now, listen to me, my good boy. I'm going to hold that cock in my hand, straight up in the air like this. I'm not going to tug it, or stroke it, or tease it, or anything else. I'm just going to hold it in my soft little hand, like this. Now take a good look around, honey. Glance out at the crowd. It's not too busy, but there are a lot of people in here. You see that couple to the left? Can you see them? I bet they're on a date too, just like us. They're probably both thinking about what they're going to do to each other when they get home. The wet, steamy sex that they'll have as soon as they step inside their door. Don't you think, sweetie? And that couple over on the right, a few rows up, I bet they're doing some foreplay right now. See them whispering in each other's ears? Maybe they're rubbing on top of each other's clothes. Innocent little kisses. The girl is really cute, don't you think? A little blonde in a tight t-shirt, straining against her beautiful big tits. You think she's pretty, don't you, my little boy? Of course you do, honey. I think so too. Maybe I should try to talk to her after the movie. Maybe set up an arrangement between the three of us. You know I love to include cute girls, as long as they do exactly what I tell them to do. And as long as you, my sweet boy, behave properly at all times. Sweetie. I can really feel your cock swelling like crazy for me. It's throbbing so hard in my hand. I can feel it pulsing. You must really enjoy me talking dirty in your ear like this. Don't you, my sweet boy? Without backup from the swords of St. Helios, that would be a very good shootout. Now, focus on that feeling in your cock right now. How it feels as I gently hold you like this, firmly gripping the bottom of your shaft. No fussing around, just simply holding it as pre-cum slowly pulsates out of the tip of your cock like hot, burning lava pouring out from an erupted volcano. That's right, honey. You are leaking for mistress, aren't you? You simply cannot control yourself around me. I make it so difficult for you, don't I? Yes, sweetie. I know you want me to stroke your cock, but I don't feel like it just yet. You'll have to wait for me a little bit. Just sit back and relax. Let that cock breathe in some fresh air. Just let it throb in my hand. Simply enjoy it, honey. I'll let you know when I'm ready to stroke it.
Your troops, I meant to ask, but did you get any word to Veronica before we left?
Okay, sweetie. I think it's about time that I take that cum out of your cock. But you need to promise to keep quiet, okay? No moaning or whimpering as I get all of that cum out of you. And just to be sure, I think I'm going to gag you with my panties, okay? Just let me get them off for you. I'm gonna pull them out from under my skirt. Hold on a second. Yes. Here we go. Now, open your mouth wide for me. That's a good boy. A little bit wider. Good boy. Now here comes the aeroplane. There you go. Your mouth is all stuffed with my pretty little thong panties. Now close your eyes and try to stay as silent as you possibly can. Now just let me. I'm gonna lube up that cock for you. There you go. All nice and wet for me as I gently begin to stroke that cock for you. skillfully twisting my hand as I stroke you up and down on your cock, as I massage the tip of your head, teasing that sensitive frenulum, rubbing my thumb all over the tip of your cock. That feels good, doesn't it, baby? Oh gosh, that pre-cum is really pouring out of you. Nice and sticky. I might as well use it to lube up your shaft even more. There we go. You are so, so wet for me right now. There's no friction as my hand glides up and down that aching cock. Imagine it was my tight, wet little pussy just milking you like this. Yeah, baby, just picture that. Even though you can't have my perfect pussy right now, that's for later. When we get home, then you're going to show your mistress some gratitude and eat her sweet pussy. But that's for later. All that matters right now is how good I make your cock feel. And take a deep breath, baby. I'm gonna pick up the pace a little. Am I stroking you faster now? Up and down that rigid shaft. Just enjoy it, baby. Enjoy it, honey. Let that orgasm build. I know you can do that for your mistress. Nobody's watching, baby, I promise. It's just you and me right now. No one else is in this world. Don't think about the people in the rows in front of us. They don't matter. All that matters right now is my hand on your beautiful cock and my sweet whispering in your ear as I'm pumping that cock of yours, as I'm working all that sticky cum up to the tip of your dick, as your legs start to shake for me. Oh, yes, sweetie, I can feel it. I can feel all that cum traveling inside you, lining up at your entrance, ready to spurt out all over the place. You can't take much more of this, can you? You need to come soon. You need to empty those tight, heavy balls before they explode, don't you? But you do not have permission to come yet, my sweet boy. Not yet. So I need you to hold on to that load, sweetie. Hold on to your troops. That little army of soldiers that are rioting and pouring in there. Keep them in place, honey. We can't let them out just yet. You need to hold on to them until I give the command. Okay. Now first, we need to figure out where that sticky white load is going to go. You see, I don't want you to explode all over my hand. So we need to put all of that cum somewhere, don't we? I guess one option would be to let you cream in my pretty little panties. But unfortunately, my panties are stuffed in your mouth. So we can't do that, can we? Another might be that you could finish in my mouth. Just a quick little blowjob to suck that load right out of you. The thing is, though, I don't think you've earned that, sweetie. And also, I don't really want to smear my lipstick. So what else could we do? I can't have you shooting your white, sticky mess all over the place. That just won't do, honey. Well, sweetie, I think the best option is that you spray it all over the popcorn bag. Yes, I think that's it, honey. Just coat those salty little popcorns with your creamy load. Oh, I won't force you to eat it afterwards, I promise. I just want to show you what I can make you do to yourself. Making a mess all over your snacks. Not able to eat it because of what I did to you. I think that's the best solution. Don't you think? Good boy. Now get ready for me, sweetie. I'm just gonna hold the bag right here, right in front of that cock. That's right. Here's your target, baby. That's where that creamy load belongs. Now show me you can aim for me. Yeah. Be a good little boy and do as you're told. Aim right here for mistress. Yeah. You can come whenever you want for me now. I'll stroke you a little faster now. Whispering in your ear what a good, good boy you are for me. Such a sweet, obedient boy. Come on. Let it all go, baby. Let me take care of that creamy cum for you. Every single drop. Come on. You can do it, sweetie. Make cummies for mistress as I pump that cock. Don't be shy now. Just let it all go. Go ahead. Right here in the movie theater. I command that cock to come for me. Yeah. Yes. Release, baby. Release that load for your mistress. Make a sticky mess all over your popcorn. Yes, honey. There you go. Let it all out. All of it. Oh, such a good boy for me. Such a good, good boy for mistress. Oh, I'm so proud of you, honey. Yes. There you go. Oh my. You really filled that bag full of cum, didn't you? Such a naughty boy you are. Now, let me kiss your neck for a bit. You're such a good little slut for mistress. And when we get home, you know what you're going to do, right? That's right. You'll eat my gorgeous pussy. That's a good boy. Now open your eyes, honey. Let's enjoy the movie, shall we? Oh, sweetie. Get your dick back in your pants where it belongs. Thank you.
she taking blue team with her? Her whole speech was about moving beyond humanity.
Sentimentality? A love for the chief?
It's because she knows he can stop her. We're variables in her eyes. But him, she knows he can do it.
I'll be honest. I'm not sure.